on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Kim Napier.
Well, former President Donald Trump is aiming to become only the second Commander-in-Chief ever elected to two non-consecutive terms after announcing he'll seek the Republican presidential nomination in 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and my fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now. 2024 Are you getting ready? In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
But can he bounce back? To answer that, welcome Aidan Warren, Associate Professor in International Relations at RMIT. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Why would Donald Trump be running for president again, given the lackluster, well, there's so many reasons, and I'll ask you all of them, but given that lackluster performance of the Trump-backed Republicans in the midterms?
Look, there's a host of reasons. I mean, obviously, on a personal level, I mean, the guy cannot not run. I mean, he feels he has unfinished business. He feels that the election in 2020 was taken away from him, and he was always going to run. I mean, notwithstanding, of course, these horrible results, really, for him in terms of the midterm elections, I still think the midterm elections are a different beast, and I still think that he could easily bounce back and win 2024. I think we've got to kind of cool off a little bit and not get too excited with the notion that he's done and dusted.
But even with these midterms, those Trump-backed Republicans that didn't do so well, he's claimed that that's all false and that's all rigged. So it's not really a new Trump we're seeing.
No, you're not going to see that. I mean, one thing we've learned about populist politics over the last 4 to 5 years in particular, if you don't like something, you deflect. If you don't like something, you point the other way. I mean, we've seen it here with our previous government. We've seen it again across the world. So it's really an obvious 101 tactic that he has employed all throughout his tenure when he was in office. Of course, that horrendous period in terms of transition of power to Biden. And he's going to continue on using that roadmap or that plan. And of course, he's already saying it again in his declaration to run again that, you know, okay, midterms happen, but, you know, people will realize the full extent of gravity and pain of our nation, he says, in 2024, and he was referring to other matters in terms of inflation. So I think that from his point of view, it's not as serious as what other pundits are making out.
But you're talking about somebody who made history as the first president to be impeached twice, and whose term ended with his supporters violently storming the U.S. Capitol. Do voters forget that sort of thing?
That's a really good question. Well, his base certainly forgets it. I mean, his base, and remember, he was impeached twice, but he went to the Senate and it didn't get through the Senate two times. So his base, his supporters, his proponents will point to that. They will point to things such as, they continue to point to things such as the swamp and the deep state and so forth that they argue is against Donald J. Trump. So from my point of view, they will easily deflect or turn a blind eye to that sort of evidence in that case, or that sort of data. So no problems that whatsoever. It really will come down to, in 2024, number one, if he does get the nomination, but number two, as he'll try and do in 2016, he almost pulled it off in 2020, try and manoeuvre the Electoral College in his favour.
Since Joe Biden became president, Donald Trump has been experiencing raids at Mar-a-Lago estate, and there are intensifying criminal investigations. So how is it that you can run for that top job, the Commander-in-Chief, when you've got criminal investigations hanging over your head?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lazy part of me would like to say, well, we're talking about America here. But look, in more serious detail, the bottom line is he's jumped out of the gates. It's probably one of the reasons why he has jumped out of the gates early, also to get ahead of some of his competitors. But you're right, he has, of course, he's been investigated for activities relating to before and during, of course, January 6th. He's, of course, we're talking about the classified, or his retention of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. you know, a range of documents in terms of, and of course, details relating to January 6th. And there's a whole bevy of lawsuits and investigations in terms of a New York State investigation, a Manhattan District Attorney criminal probe. There's a Georgia County probe in terms of, you know, his attempts to overturn a Biden's election within that particular state, if memory serves me. There's also a separate Justice Department probe. I mean, there's a range of things going on. So to answer your question, he can coexist. He can coexist with these. These are all in play. They will take time. He probably could even get the nomination while these are still in place. So you're right. I can point to all those things. You can point to all those things. But the bottom line, he's going to coexist with it, and he'll just brush them off, particularly if he does get the nomination and he's charging towards the White House. So my concern is, and I'm probably showing my bias here, is I think that he'll brush some of those things off. I think the answer is what are the Dems going to do in terms of countering his charge at the White House?
President Joe Biden turns 80 this weekend. He plans to run again. Will that give Donald Trump some easy shots, do you think?
Well, most certainly. I mean, obviously, we know that you know, Biden's, I think, pretty solid. He needs to probably highlight more of his successes. Obviously, inflation is like the crown of thorns at the moment for Biden. But in terms of his age, that obviously is, you know, for us to see. There has been a few concerns here and there. But at the end of the day now, I mean, the Dems have made it very clear that he's not a placeholder anymore. He will run in 2024. They've got no one else really to go after him, so they've got no one else to look to. So it is going to be about Biden. Age may be a concern. His performance periodically may be a concern. His policies are still rock solid, in my view, at least solid-ish. But inflation is the thing that needs to be probably managed. And, of course, yes, you're right. Trump will be throwing a barrage of cheap pot shots left, right and centre over the next 2 to 3 years. So we're going to be seeing a lot of Donald J. Trump in Australia as per when he was in office.
Okay, final question. Is there anything America or the world should be worried about?
Oh, a range of things. Where do I start? I've probably got to be a bit more balanced here. Well, you know, in terms of someone in international relations, I think there's a lot to worry about. We've got, of course, genocide and war going on in the Ukraine. We've got Indo-Pacific incursions going on. We've got great power politics at its lowest ebb. We've got an international economic crisis in terms of inflation at the moment. We're not even sure if we're out of the COVID woods or COVID fog yet. And as much as we would like to think that the US doesn't matter, the decent leadership in the White House is still important. It's still important in terms of climate change. It's still important in dealing with a whole range of issues. And so I think that if there is another change of government in 2024, well, you know, buckle in, everyone, because it's going to be extensively volatile beyond the pale in many ways.
Well, I certainly hope to chat to you again. Thanks for your insight this afternoon, Aidan.
Anytime.
Thank you. That's Aidan Warren, Associate Professor in International Relations at RMIT.